Good morning, church. Boy, is it good to be back out here. It's Easter morning, as you all well know. Praise the Lord for that. You know, my wife will attest to this, and she'll attest to this. Maybe some of you ladies in here realize this. You know why they sent the women to the tomb first? Because if they'd have sent the men, they wouldn't have found it anyway. Amen? I think the women will get a good kick out of that. I swear to you, whenever they send me to get scissors and they're not there and she goes and finds them, somebody put them there before I got there. I'm here to tell you that this morning. That's exactly what happened. Amen? Anyway, I want to say praise the Lord this morning. Thank the good Lord for all of you being here this morning. I know you adults want to get out there and hunt eggs in a little bit. I will do what the Lord gives me. I promise you I'll get you out of here just as soon as the Lord lets me get you out of here this morning. But I thank God for what He has done and for what He has done. You know, this is my story. Now, the song we just said there, it says right at the end, in the chorus it said, "This is my story." Now, can I tell you something? This is my story the other 364 days of the year. And I hope it is your story as well. Because this thing with serving the Lord does not just happen one day a year. It happens 365 days a year. And I hope and pray this morning that you have that. I hope you have that upon yourself this morning and know that. Because let's make no mistake about it. None whatsoever. We don't take off these robes when we walk out of this church. We should live it. We should live it each and every day. Because brother, He died for us. He went and He paid the ultimate price that you and I could have salvation. What more should we be able to give Him than to give Him our all the rest of the time? Amen? Amen. I'm going to be over in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 32nd verse, if you want to turn over there here. We're going to stand in honor of God's Word and read it here this morning. I don't know if Rodney and them can get it pulled up here in a minute, but we do have it there, but what I want to talk about this morning, and the Lord impressed this upon me, a God that will go out of His way. You know, that's what Easter is about. Do you understand that? A God that went out of His way to reconcile mankind to Him. You know, I am so thankful for that this morning. But if you are there, please stand. Let's read Romans 8:32 together this morning. Romans 8:32. "He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things?" He didn't say some things. He said, "Give us all things." Tell you what, that encompasses a lot. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank You and praise You, Lord, this morning. That Father, that you are the God that, Lord, that sent Your only Son to die upon that cross that we could have salvation. That's the only way. The only way that we could have ever hoped is through Your Son dying upon that cross, shedding His blood. And I want to praise You for that this morning with all that's in me. And Lord, we will give You the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask and thank You. And you may be seated this morning. Thank you. You know, I don't know any heart in here. I say this quite often, but I want you to understand this morning. What you've heard this morning, maybe what you've heard talked about here this morning, you know, somebody raising from the dead and all, maybe that seems all way too far-fetched for you to believe. But I'm going to tell you, you're looking at someone that thought it was far-fetched at one time as well. You're looking at that right now. I'm telling you, I had no problem in believing that her Easter bunny would give me a basket with chocolate eggs and stuff in it. I could believe that. But I had a problem believing that the God that I serve would send somebody to die upon a cross that I could be saved. Amen? But you know, one day, at a little place in Manicouken, West Virginia, at a little Baptist church, I'm telling you what happened to me. They asked me, "Do you want to know Jesus as your personal Savior?" And you know what happened? I got on my knees outside of that church, in a breezeway outside of that church. I got on my knees and Jesus Christ come into my heart that day. And you know what? Not only did Jesus Christ come into my heart, He did just exactly what He said that He would do. He sent the Holy Spirit into my heart at that time to lead, guide, and direct my life. Have I always been perfect? Absolutely not. I'm looking on a bunch of imperfect people in here this morning. And that's not putting anybody down. I'm just telling you this morning, He went out of His way to save a wretch like me. And I'm telling you, He's going out of His way this morning to save somebody just like you this morning. Let's get it straight. We serve a God that went out of His way. We serve Him. We have a King that paid for and looked for things that He calls trash. Amen? He goes to the bargain basement bin. He goes out to a lot of yard sales out here, and He gets what people think is trash. And what He does, He brings them in and prays His name. He can make us kings and queens. He can make us what nobody on this earth could ever make us. He went out of His way to do that. He can recycle. Our God's in the recycling business. Yes, He is. He recycled me one day. Absolutely He did. I don't know how where you're at this morning. I don't know where you stand with God. You may think that there's no way that God would ever want me. Can I tell you this morning, God not only wants you, but He loves you this morning. If there be any man, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. I become new one day, Ron. You know what? You're sitting back here thinking that you're no good for nothing. God can make you new again. Amen. You don't have to change a thing about yourself right now. You let Him do the changing. Amen. You let the one that died on the middle cross be the one that changes your heart. I'm telling you, He can change your life. Behold, all things can become new. They may be a drunk. There may be a drunk. I don't know. But can I tell you right now, He could make a preacher, a teacher, or a singer out of you. I've seen Him do it to many of people. All they lived for was another drink. All they lived for was to take another pill. All they lived for was to shoot something into their arm. I've seen Him take people like that. That we would think, well, I don't want nothing to do with. And brothers and sisters, He would make preachers and teachers. He would make all things new in their lives. And praise God this morning, we got a God that would go the extra mile to do that. They may be sitting in a honky-tonk tonight, I don't know. And one day they may be shouting down the church one day. They used to tell me, you know, you don't want me to come to church because the church would fall in. I always tell them the church never fell in when Dave Long walked into it. I'm telling you, if it didn't fall in with me, it's not going to fall in with you one day. You know what? If you're here this morning and you're thinking that you think that you're worthless, then people may have told you that you're worthless. Can I tell you this morning, we serve a God that said that you're not worthless. Amen. He went the extra mile. He went all the way to the cross to show you that you are not worthless this morning. I went in Walmart again the other day. Ken, I told you guys about this while down there. Bob shouting down Walmart here the other day. I walked in there. We walked in there Friday, and there's Bob again shouting Walmart down. Saying, praise the Lord. And this lady standing there back by the cottage cheese just about threw everything everywhere. Bob is shouting, praise the Lord in Walmart. And he comes up to us. And I'm telling you, you may be sudden. You may feel that you're not that way today. But God can put a shout in your heart. God's saying that those that are users, He can use you one day. Amen. How can that be, preacher? Because Ephesians 3:20 tells me that. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or we even think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's the power that worketh through Him. Now, if you come up here on your own and try to change yourself on your own, I can almost tell you're going to walk out of here disappointed. But if you come up here when the Spirit is dealing with you and you say, God, you know, with a contrite heart and a contrite spirit, you come up here, Alita, He'll change your life. He can change your life. He can make something out of you that you never thought you could be. And you're saying, preacher, even me, even you. Even you, I know He can do that. They may be They may be cursing God's name right now. You may know somebody out there right now that may be cursing God's right now, cursing God's name, but God is a God that will go out of His way. And you know what? You may be cursing Him now, but tomorrow your lips maybe have a praise upon your lips tomorrow for God to change you. Because He did that to me one day. He changed me to seek and to save that which lost. He's out to seek and to save that which was lost. You know what? I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over the 99 just persons which need no repentance. You may be sitting in here this morning thinking you're sitting a bunch of hypocrites this morning. I don't know. You may think that this morning, but you know what? I hope you're not. But if you are and you come up here and get saved, God is going to rejoice. The angels in heaven are going to rejoice because of you turning your life and giving your life to Jesus. Over all the rest of these so-called hypocrites you think are sitting in here. Those are the people that have probably been praying for you all your life. Those are the people that are probably up here, you know, on their knees at night praying for you and fasting for you and saying, going to church every week and asking for prayer for you. I'm here to tell you, a God that will go out of His way. A God that will go out of His way. A God that will go out of His way for those that are hurting. You know what? You may be hurting here this morning. I don't know. I don't know, but you may be hurting here this morning. As a matter of fact, you know what the Bible tells me if you're hurting? The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. He's right there. You may not know it, but He is nigh unto them with a broken heart. And He goes on to say, and save it such as be of a contrite spirit. I'm telling you, you may be heartbroken here this morning, but can I tell you, the God that goes out of His way, He's right there beside of you, Greg. He's right there beside of you. And I'll tell you what, He's wanting to save those with a contrite heart. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that I know this morning. When Adam and Eve were hiding in the bushes, God went looking for them. Amen. When sin had made them hide in the bushes, and we know the story, God went searching for them. Can I tell you something? You know what? You're not going to out. God can knock, and the Spirit can convict. He's not going to hide from you. He's wanting to find you. He's wanting to find you. I don't know where whatever you've tried or whatever you've done to try to hide from God. But can I tell you this? Can I tell you here on this Easter morning? I'm here to tell you, He is hunting for you. He's not going to try to hide from you and pretend like He doesn't know you. That's the kind of God we serve. Came down looking for them. I don't know how low you've sunk in sin this morning. God is still searching. And my Bible tells me He's still knocking. Amen? Still knocking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, there's the key. If He's knocking this morning, you got to open it. God's not going to push His way in on you. He's not going to do that. But what He wants you to do, if you hear Him knocking this morning, come up here, open the door, and I guarantee you God will come in, a God that will go above and beyond. He'll do that. And I will come in unto Him and will sup with Him. And He with me. Preacher, you have no idea what I'm like. No, I don't. I don't know what you're like. But listen to me this morning. Sin is not as powerful as grace. Amen? Sin cannot hold a candle to mercy. It can't do it. Listen to me. God is that kind of a God that goes out of His way because of grace and because of mercy. He wants you to come this morning. Come and get to know Him. And brothers and sisters, you'll be able to. Romans, but where sin abounded, grace did what? Much more abound. Christians, that should make you want to shout the church down this morning. Because of the way grace much more abounds than the sin that's in our lives. David committed adultery and then murder. Listen, I've often said this, and maybe you've heard this. I know some people in my church probably heard this, get sick of it. But the reason, one of the biggest reasons I believe the Word of God is the Word of God is because it don't hide any of the warts. It don't hide any of that stuff. David, King David, listen, he had committed adultery, and then he murdered to try to cover it up. And the Bible, you know what the Bible says about him over in Acts 13? And when he had removed him, he raised up unto him David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Amen. All right. Listen, I don't know. Have you committed murder? Have you committed adultery here this morning and then tried to cover it up with murder? I doubt if there's a whole lot of people in here like that this morning. But I can tell you, you aren't as bad as David was. And I got a God that went out of his way for David. I know what God can do for you this morning. Yes, a man after God's own heart. And that's what happened. And that's what he happened to him. And it goes on to say, Paul. Now, I'm going to give you some examples here. Paul was a man whose only goal in life was to put Christians in jail or to have them killed. Acts 9:1, and it says this, and Saul kept breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord. He once said this in Romans 7:24, O wretched man that I am. Raise your hands this morning. O wretched man and woman that I am. That's every one of us in here. Whether we believe it or not, every one of us were born into sin. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of the death? Who after meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus, became one of the greatest preachers to the Gentiles, that's you and me, that the world has ever known. He had written 14 of 27 of the books of the New Testament. That's how much God is willing to go out of his way for somebody. And this is one of the ones I like. The woman who was taken in the act of adultery. And what did they do? They brought her before Jesus. And the accusers wanted her what? They wanted her stoned. According to the law, that's what they wanted done. But Jesus said these words. He said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. Amen. Brother said, we have no right to be casting stones. We have no right to be casting stones at anybody this morning. Can I tell you that? Because one day, I was just like that woman taken in adultery. One day, I was just like David. One day, I was just like Paul, like all of us in here. And brothers and sisters, thank God, he went out of his way for Dave Long at Mannington, West Virginia. And praise God, I am standing here before you in Easter 2023 to tell you, I know a God that can go out of his way for you. I know a God that can. No, I may not know what you've done in this life, but God does. And even knowing what we've done, he still loves us. He still loves us, still cares for us. God gave us these verses because no other verse best summarizes what God knows for me and you. John 3:16 and 17. You've heard them, but brothers, I want to repeat them this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Amen. A God that went out of his way. He went out of his way. Now tell me how bad you are. Just tell me how bad you are. And know that God doesn't, he knows all of how bad you are. He knows it. But he still loved you and he still wants you. He still wants you. I'm telling you, he does. On the contrary, God went out of his way to reach us. Your sin is not as powerful as grace. Your sin cannot hold a candle to mercy. Ephesians 2:4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Folks, in a world that was filled with wickedness, God sent Noah to preach. My Bible tells me he's a preacher of righteousness. And he preached for how many years? Not one conversion. Not one. Only him and his family went into the boat. Only him and his family come out of the boat alive. Can I tell you something here this morning? Listen, We got a God that went so far that he sent his son, like it says up here. Let's read this again. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. And just like it was in Noah, he's going to take his people out of here. But you know what he's done? He's cared so much for us that he sent you and me out here into this world, into a lost and a dying world, to let them know that there is a hope. There is a hope. There is a hope. 2 Peter 2:5 says, spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. And even though God knew that they wouldn't repent, God allowed Noah to preach. There are going to be people that you're going to talk to. They're going to reject it. I'm just going to tell you. But can I tell you what an old preacher at 14th Avenue used to tell me? Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing what the Lord puts upon your heart to do. Keep on showing the world that you love them no matter what's going on in their lives. Keep on saying, God, I am going to do what you want, and I'm going to preach your word, and I'm going to testify, and I'm going to do whatever needs to be done. Because you know what, God? You know what? You went above and beyond for this old boy. You went above and beyond for me. You know what? He wants to do that for somebody else out here. Yes, he does. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Why? They shall be filled. They shall be filled. I hope you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Well, they're going to get a song here in just a little bit. And whenever they do, I don't care if it's Easter 2023. I don't care if it's a regular mundane Sunday somewhere down the road. I'm here to tell you, this altar's open. What better day to say, look, I found the Lord on Easter Sunday. Praise his name. For anyone who may be thinking, if there is a God, he doesn't care about me. He, not alone all of humanity. Well, let me welcome you to Easter. Because God does love humanity. April 5th, in the year 33 AD, the greatest day in human history. You say, why is that? That was the first Sunday morning. April the 5th, AD 33. That's whenever Jesus rose from the grave. Can I tell you something right now? Can I tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, he's still alive. You can believe it if you want to. You don't have to. But I'm telling you, I know he's alive. He lives right here. And any Christian will tell you the same thing. They know that he's alive. They didn't have to go to Israel to see the empty tomb. They didn't have to go there to see none of that, because they know he lives, because he lives within their hearts. I praise him this morning. April the 5th. And that was the day Jesus rose out of the grave. He was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And can I tell you, he's still victorious this morning. Still, God who went out of his way. Matthew 27, beginning with verse 29. I'm going to read this and I'm going to close, Belinda, if you guys want to get a song. And when they had planted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him. This is the King of Kings. They spit upon him. And took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. That's what they did to the Savior. That's what they did when God went out of his way. That's what mankind did when God went out of his way. But God still loved us enough to keep right on going. And you know what? Jesus ended up dying on that cross. Jesus ended up being in that tomb for 3 days and 3 nights. And can I tell you something? Praise his name this morning. He rose up out of there on that Easter morning. That's why we celebrate. That's why we celebrate. That's why, with all that is in us, I know a God that went above and beyond. And you can know him this morning as well. Praise his name this morning. I am so thankful. I got to know there was more than Easter baskets and Easter chocolate, Easter bunnies and all that kind of stuff. I'm so glad I knew one day that I got to know the reason, as they used to say around Christmas, the reason for the season. Amen? Amen. Amen.
If you have a need this morning, they're going to get a song here. I want to ask you, put aside your pride. Put aside everything that's in you. If the Spirit is dealing with you, come up here. You're amongst friends. People will pray for you. They will do that.